Hey, what's going on? Welcome to episode number 8, Top of the Dude Chain. Josh here, flying solo again. Anyway, just got back from Florida. Dedicated. Let me get this out of the way, too. Hold up. Yeah, we'll do this. Hold up. Yeah, here we go. Hey, what's going on? Welcome to episode number 8, Top of the Dude Chain podcast. Josh here, flying solo again. Dedicated to you guys. 100% dedicated to you guys. Flew in from Florida today. Boy, are my arms tired. No, but flew in from Florida because I needed to get back into town from a business trip this Thursday to record this podcast for you guys. It's what it means to me, guys. Am I lonely? Maybe. Do I have nothing better to do? Possibly. But I do thoroughly enjoy doing this. And so we're going to keep it going. We are 17 days away from 2017 being put in the books and 2018 being upon us. I don't know about you guys, but 2017 might have been thus far the fastest year possible. They do say as you get older, time seems to go by quicker because milestones in your life start to gain more time between them. For example, if you're a child, you know, you have milestones like talking and potty training and walking, and then all of a sudden you start school, and then each year of school, finishing 1 year of school and moving on to the next year of school is a milestone. Driving, graduating, turning 18, turning 21, graduating college, getting your first job, getting married, having kids. All these milestones are cram-packed for most people into the first 23 to 27 years of their life. And so as you anxiously await each milestone, which we do as children, it just makes things seem longer because we all know it. The week before Christmas is always the longest week. And, or the week before vacation is always the longest week because you're anticipating something that you thoroughly want to enjoy and get to. Those moments in life grow few and far between the older you get. Therefore, younger kids probably think 2017 dragged out a little longer than it should have. And adults who are working and all that good stuff probably feel that it went by pretty quickly. And they say that is why. It's just a psychological thing. Obviously, the time moves the same at a rate for everybody. It's just all about how you perceive it. So here we are, man, end of 2017. Came back from Florida today. Airlines suck, man. The seats, I mean, they are just cramming people into these planes. The planes get smaller and smaller. They're putting more and more people on them. It's not enjoyable, man. Not enjoyable at all. I was on a somewhat empty flight, so got the section of seat to myself, and anytime that happens, it's very comfortable. And I enjoy it. and I don't have issues. Got the emergency exit on the way out there to myself. Had a good trip while I was out there. But glad to be back home. Glad to be dropping episode 8 for you guys. And I don't know what it is, man. What is it? Seriously, what is it about? Have you ever watched people? I like to watch people at airports. If I have a layover, I had a 3-hour layover in Charlotte Sunday evening, and just watch people. And Charlotte's a busy airport. I mean, I didn't expect it to be as busy as it was, but it is a busy airport. And people are crazy there, man. People are a little weird in that airport. I don't know if it's, obviously it's a bunch of travelers, so they're trying to get places. So I don't know if they're from North Carolina or not, but wow. Saw a lady in a wheelchair. She was being pushed by a representative of the airport trying to make her flight. They were obviously rushing to make their flight on time. Guy had his headphones on. He was walking casually, and she hit him with his cane. She had a cane in the wheelchair, hit him with his cane to get his attention, and then used the cane to push him out of the way so that she could get going. Super polite the entire time she's doing it. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. Whack. He turns around like, what fool just hit me with something like that? Realizes an old lady. His face, he goes into just as much shock as I'm in. As I'm in watching this. And then she proceeds to push him out of the way. He moves because he's dumbfounded on what he should do. And she goes, thank you, sir. Have a nice day, as she does it. Her husband, who's walking at a brisk pace behind them, just looks at me because I'm witnessing this thing. And I know the look on my face was just utter disbelief of what just happened. And he just kind of looks up at me like, did you just see that? Like, her husband was just as appalled and shocked about it as I was. And I don't even know how the guy who got hit with the cane was feeling. Then I'm walking the, then I'm sitting there watching, and this guy's pounding, they shut the door. And one thing you've got to know, if you travel somewhat regularly, and you can always tell who travels regularly and who doesn't. Because it's always, you know, you see the people who travel regularly know, you get there, you take your laptop out, you give them your IDs, where you give them your IDs, put everything up, take laptops out, take your shoes, hats. And then you have the people who don't know what's going on, and you have to, you know, kind of coach them every step of the way. But if you do travel fairly regularly, you know, as soon as they, after they board the plane and they shut those doors, you're not getting on that plane. You may as well. Well, this dude missed his flight. You can still see the plane, but there's obviously stuff that's going on and all that. And he's pounding on that door, yelling, making a scene to get on this plane. Obviously, and I understand it's stressful. Airports are stressful. They, you know, sometimes they don't put you on the ground soon, you know, with enough time to get to your next flight. So missing flights is kind of it's just a part of life. Obviously, you don't want to be stuck in an airport, but he's going off. Then the only thing that I could deduce from this one lady and her conversation, and I'm just more shocked that she was willing to have this conversation at the rate of volume that she had it at in the middle of an airport. But I deduced that her either husband or ex-husband was allowing their 19 to 20-year-old daughter to do something that she didn't agree with. And At one point in that conversation, she threatened to wear this man's manhood as jewelry. I won't go into great detail, but she said, when I get home, I'm going to use your imagination here, and I'm going to put them around my neck and wear them as a necklace. So, not exactly sure what the daughter was allowed to do that mom had an issue with, but this lady is cussing like a sailor while she does it. She's threatening her husband on the phone, and she's doing it in the middle of this very busy airport within earshot of a bunch of people. I wasn't the only one being entertained by this conversation. Guarantee it. But anyway, then stewardess. Man, these poor stewardess. You know, if you know a stewardess, I always enjoy my stewardess. Very, very rarely do I have a stewardess that's just not worth the time. But in fact, I can't even think of a time that hadn't. Find that if I'm respectful to them, they're very respectful to me. They treat me well. I'm 6'5". They see me crammed in a seat. If there's an opportunity to make it more comfortable, they're always more than accommodating for me. So thoroughly enjoy them. But one lady today, and I always wonder, like, what these people's situation are. You know, I've seen some ladies so disheveled and just they don't know what to do that it's almost as if they're either running away from something or they're running trying to get to something, and they're in such a hurry that all type of common sense, all type of courtesy, all type of manners just go out the window. And if it's a dangerous situation or a situation like a parent or someone's about to die and you're trying to get to their bedside, I understand. Or if they're leaving an abusive relationship or whatever the case is, I have sympathy for them there. But, man, getting on a plane, man, is one of the last things to do if you're not in a very healthy state of mind, if you're not very healthy emotionally, because flying itself in general is a stressful task, and then you add the stress of other things on top of that. I can't even imagine what that's like. Most of the time when I travel, I'm either traveling for business or pleasure. So typically, I'm kind of moving along with and taking my sweet time to get there, you know? But anyway, it's crazy. What is going on in the world today? Not talking politics, man. There's just... That's a mess, man. Our government is a mess. Big news. I know I'm wearing an Orioles hat. I'm wearing an Orioles hat because... it's just the first one I grabbed. It was probably on sale. I like the way it looked. Not sure where I was when I bought it. But... Big news, Yankees pick up Mr. Stanton. Mr. Stanton was the National League MVP. He's now a Yankee. He's now a Yankee for nine years. Thank you, Mr. Jeter, for that. But that's big news, man. That lineup is going to be stupid to try and face. The problem is we haven't done anything with the pitching staff yet. And I don't know, CC I think's on his way out. I think Tanaka's good. I just I think Tanaka was good in a subpar. He was an ace in a subpar rotation. You know, CC's obviously his best years are behind him. I just feel that they got Sonny Gray, who's good. I think Tanaka's pretty good. They got a few others that are good. I just don't think they have that big time ace. And what's frustrating is there are teams out there who have legitimate big time aces. Houston's one. They got Kuk. What's his name? Kukle or whatever, and Verlander. And then you got someone like the Dodgers who have straight up probably the best starter in baseball in Kershaw. Indians have a good play, you know, starter. Price, I don't see him sticking around with the Red Sox too much longer. I feel that he's regretting that. So hopefully there's a prospect up there. But like I said, man, you need a big time ace. CC was pitching well in 09 when they won it. And then the bats, but the bats are going to win some games for him. I think you can. If I'm a starting pitcher and I'm a free agent, Yankees are looking, and I don't have that anti-Yankee sentiment that a lot of them have. Yankees are looking good because you know that most games you're going to get, you know, some pretty decent run support. That's a plus. They got gypped a little bit today in the Rule 5 draft. And I didn't really know much about it, and I still don't know much about it. I just know that basically the Rule 5 draft is a draft where prospects in the minor league system are put up for draft. And I believe it's 5 years in. So in other words, if they've been in the Yankees farm system for 5 years, they're now eligible for the Rule 5 draft. And the purpose of the Rule 5 draft ultimately is to get these kids who are in the minor leagues on teams that are going to use them in the major leagues. So if you've got a stable full of prospects, I think the Yankees have 5 guys taken in their prospect or their farm system took a hit today because they have 5 guys taken. So ultimately what that's saying is that the Yankees have 5 guys who didn't have a very good shot at making the Yankees roster unless someone got hurt because they have better players in front of them on the major league roster. But there are teams out there who picked them up that these guys will eventually make it to the majors a lot quicker. So that's the purpose of it. Understand it, and I think it's a good thing because you want that talent to get up there. But at the same time, if you've got 5 prospects that people want, you know, why not use it to get some something out of it? So it is what it is, but it is all good regardless. Super pumped about the Stanton trade for sure. Man, there's not a lot going on these days, man. As far as, I mean, there's a lot going on. We can always check out Twitter, man. Now, I like Twitter just for what's trending. I don't necessarily look to it as my my go-to as far as, you know, source of news. I just like to see what's trending. But let's talk a few things. Number one, Broncos versus Colts tonight. That's a terrible game. 2 years ago, that would have been a great game. 2 years ago, 2 years ago, that might have been an AFC championship matchup during the regular season on Thursday night. Never have I seen two teams so reliant upon one player. And even though Peyton Manning was on his way out, there's something. The defense was great, and the defense is still great for Denver. The problem is they just don't have enough offense to sustain drives to give their defense a chance to be as aggressive and as strong as they can be. Peyton Manning, even though his physical attributes were diminishing, the man was still sharp as ever when it came to playing. And ran that offense well, which is a testament to just how good and how smart a player he was. Andrew Luck, obviously, is the heart and soul of that Colts team. He's not there. They have no shot at winning, and they're proving it very well. I do like what they're doing, though. He is hurt. Rather than rush him back, Packers may be doing this as well. Rather than rush these guys back and risk a more serious injury, let them heal. Let them heal. The season's a wash anyway. So let's not risk these guys, which is good. I think it's a step in the right direction, obviously. And again, these guys are investments. You're paying them a lot of money to be able to throw the football and run an offense. So if you have no shot at winning this year, let those guys heal, let them rehab, and bring them back ready to go. Tony Romo, I think, is a guy who probably should have done that, and he didn't. Of course, he was going to be injury-prone anyway, but I do kind of feel that maybe he was brought back a little sooner than he probably should have been. People don't like Tony Romo. I do think, personally, he got blamed for some things that weren't necessarily under his control. I know one instance, him and Peyton Manning, I mean, went toe-to-toe. I mean, there was no defense in this game. And he got blamed for that loss, I think, because he threw an interception the last drive of the game. But the man put up 40 or 50-something points. If your offense puts up 40 or 50 points and you lose that game, you shouldn't point the finger at the quarterback. You should point it at your defense, because that's who failed you. What is up, Philly fans? I can tell you right now who you can blame for the Philadelphia Eagles season going down the toilet this past weekend. And that's the fan. If you Google 2000 or whatever Super Bowl it is, Eagles Super Bowl 50 whatever tattoo, that's the guy who cost you your Super Bowl season, Philadelphia. Philly was looking good. I think Nick Foles is good. Nick Foles is ridiculous. 27 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Doesn't win the big game. Gets replaced by Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz goes off. And everyone thinks Nick Foles is terrible. Nick Foles isn't a bad quarterback. It's just Carson Wentz is a good quarterback. Carson Wentz is a very good quarterback. And so that definitely hurts him. That hurts him. Hurts him quite a bit. MVP season's probably gone. But sorry, man. You Philly fans, you don't deserve it. You pelted Santa Claus with batteries. Sorry. Outside of Rocky and cheesesteaks, y'all some of the worst fans out there. Phillies, Eagles, Sixers, Flyers, y'all just some angry people. Rude, angry people. And just think people enjoy watching you lose. Not necessarily because of the team, but because of the fan base. That's one of those teams where the fan base is the Duke's another one. Of course, I don't think people like Duke the team either. But I think the Eagles get a lot of hate because of the people rooting for them. Jets are probably another team that get that as well. Funny thing is, I'm sitting in the airport and these two guys are talking trash. He goes, man, I'm a Falcon. He goes, who you root for, Youngblood? And that kid's like, yo, I'm a Falcon fan, man. And the guy, so he starts talking trash because this is in Carolina. This is Charlotte. So, you got the Carolina Panthers, so Falcons. And the Panthers, so, he's talking about, this guy was just giving this guy a hard time about the Falcons. And this guy just goes, who you root for, man? And he goes, oh, dog, I'm a Jets fan. And that man just started laughing. That kid, that Falcon fan, just started laughing at this guy. He didn't say anything else. He just laughed and just turned it. He was on that escalator that kind of helps you walk faster in the middle of the airport. He just turns around and just walks off like, dude, you can't talk. Here's the thing about talking trash with teams. And it's more about talking trash. Here's the thing with talking trash. Your team better have beat that team or better be doing better than that team. And that's kind of how it works. So this guy's a Falcon fan. If the Jets beat the Falcons, okay, I can see you talking some trash. If the Jets are having a better season than the Falcons, you got a shot. Neither of those were the case. Hence, my man just started laughing at the guy. Like a legitimate laugh. Like he really thought it was funny that this man was talking trash to him. So it was pretty entertaining. Again, enjoyed watching people at the airport. But Baker Mayfield won the Heisman, which I don't think is a shock to anybody. He had a great season, man. Give him his due. I don't necessarily. I know he's the first walk on to ever win the Heisman, but let's caveat that a little bit. He did. He walked on because his college is his parents, and I'm not knocking any of this, but his parents saved up enough money for him to go to college. And basically said, look, walk on at Texas Tech just in case something goes sideways. You're not locked in to the rules because you're not on scholarship. Smart. I don't have an issue with it. I do think, and there are ways for kids to get out of one university and go to another. And I don't have issues with that. I do have issues with the kids having to pay the penalty for stuff the coaches did. I think the NCAA's punishment on Penn State was absolutely ridiculous. Kids and the current coaching staff and the current administration had nothing to do with what Sandusky and Paterno were doing. So there's no reason they should have paid the price for it. Anyway... really kind of just, there's a caveat to this whole walk-on winning the Heisman. But other than that, man, had a good season. Like I said, he was throwing the ball real well, especially his deep ball. His deep ball was very hard to defend because he was putting it in the only places that if the receiver wasn't catching it, nobody was. And that's always a difficult thing. And his receiver was catching him most of the time, and that's always difficult to defend. I do think he has more Manziel tendencies than Russell Wilson. I think talent-wise, he's better than Manziel. I don't know if I'd go as far and say talent-wise, he's as good as Russell Wilson, though. Russell Wilson's a special player as far as just physical attributes. Russell Wilson, I feel, could be playing Major League Baseball by now if he didn't play in the NFL, which is very hard to do. Probably not the level Bo Jackson was, where he's going to be an all-star and an all-pro at everything he does. But I don't know. They have right now in the mock drafts, they have my Arizona Cardinals picking him up, which is going to be difficult. You know, the thing is I don't necessarily like the guy as just a person, you know, just because of all the tendency he has. And it's a little biased because, you know, I'm a Longhorn fan, but there's some about him I don't like. So I'm hoping the Cardinals don't pick him up. But Jermaine Gresham's on him. He's a Sooner, and I root for him. You know, my thing is when they leave the university, I'm kind of, if I liked you as a player, I liked you as a player. If I didn't, I didn't, and all that. But that's kind of how it is, man. I like Vince Young, the Longhorn. One the big Vince Young, the Eagles or Titans or whoever, or wherever he was playing. So it's kind of my look at it. Once you graduate, move on to the NFL, it's all about the next guy. But that's just me. I think a lot of people look at it much differently than I do. Anyway, that is all that is going on. Not a lot of stuff, you know, not a lot of stories going on, man. Talking about people losing their ever-loving mind when traveling. I went on a cruise at the end of this summer, and I was appalled at the behavior of some of these people, man. I've never seen a group of people. I've never seen so many. There are 4,000-something cruisers on this ship. 1,600 staff. There are a little over 6,000 people on this cruise ship. The staff, everyone we dealt with, as far as the staff goes, was top-notch in customer service. A++ as far as those people go. Particularly our the people who clean our rooms, particularly the people who waited on us in the dining hall, particularly at dinner time. Top notch, 100%, thoroughly enjoyed it. And they made it a pleasurable experience. Guests, F-, man. I've never seen, and I don't know if these people, here's my thought, and I don't know if it's true or not. Are these people generally in life just rude, obnoxious people? And they get on the cruise and they're just acting like they normally do? Or are these people typically okay people that you and I might associate with in real life? But they get on a cruise, realize that the likelihood of ever seeing anyone on this cruise ever again that you didn't come with, or the staff is very unlikely, so they don't care. Therefore, they throw all type of manners or hygiene or respect for others out the window, and they're just going to be what they want to be. I don't know. Don't know. I've never seen so many, the rudeness and all that. I just, you know, it makes me uncomfortable seeing people be rude, but the lack of hygiene, man, I could not stand watching someone walk through the buffet lines waiting to get food with no clothes, you know, with just like nothing but a bathing suit. Like literally get out of the hot tub or the pool, walk in, grab a plate, and start fixing your plate. Got hairy chest hanging all over the salad bar. Women who obviously bought the bathing suits many years ago and a few pounds ago, just hanging all over, you know, as they wait to get their wrap or whatever. People eating in line as they wait for food. I saw a lady get a whole pizza and go to the sandwich line and eat that pizza while she was waiting to get a sandwich. Saw another lady as I'm walking by the pool one morning or one afternoon in the pool holding, and I don't know if she should have been doing this or allowed to do this, but at the time she was holding a hamburger and had a hamburger in a basket eating in the pool. People are touching each other, and this pool is so, I didn't get in the pool at all, because if I want to swim in a toilet, man, I'll come to my house and swim in a toilet. But this lady sitting in this pool, crowded with all these nasty people, and she's just eating a burger in the pool. I'm like, I couldn't do it. But again, they were rude to the staff. And that's different than the airport, because the airport, you have people traveling for all types of reasons. So sometimes people may be having a bad day, may be rude. But when you're on vacation on a cruise like that, I don't know. I just don't think there's any type of excuse for it. I think everyone deserves to be treated with respect and dignity. Now, we don't always, and myself included, don't always uphold that to the fullest extent that we sometimes want to. And again, extenuating circumstances may be causing those things, so you kind of have to give them the benefit of the doubt. But some people you can tell, man, are just rude. Just rude people. If they can treat someone the way they treated some of these people on this cruise, you can tell, man, there's no sympathy or empathy or respect whatsoever as far as they're concerned for someone else. And that makes for a terrible person, man. That makes for a person that a lot of people aren't going to like. So anyway, how did I combat that? I farted in the elevator. If I got a rank raunchy one on deck, and I see someone getting on my nerves or someone being rude, I'm all for crop dusting, man. I'm all for it. All for it. I it wasn't on purpose, but had some stomach issues at the gym. And I was on one machine, this girl was on the next machine next to me, and I couldn't help it. It had to come out, and it was ripe. This thing was peeling the paint on the walls. And all I did was kind of watch this girl next to me. And when she got this look of utter disgust on her face, and I know the sin, and it finally hit her. I did the same thing, and I just looked disgustedly at this other guy, leading her to believe that maybe it was him who did it. Sorry. Anyway, that's it, folks. We're going to cut this one short. We'll see you next week. Next week is what? 22nd? So, hope to have one more in before Christmas. But if not, you guys have a great Christmas. We'll definitely have another one in before New Year's. But have a Merry Christmas. Enjoy your family. Remember, 'tis more blessed to give than to receive. Remember that the memories and the joy that you have spending time with these people that you are spending time with are more valuable than anything you can receive under the tree or in a stocking. Have a good time. Be safe. Check us out on social media at DudeChain88, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Making it a point, if I can get Jeff here and get some pictures going, get some website stuff going up and all that good stuff as well. TopOfTheDudeChain.com is under construction. You guys have a good one. I'm out. We'll see you.